speedbuilders.com. Would you state your name, please?
Frank Mason.
Mr. Mason, you are the sheriff in this county, is that right?
That's right.
On August 1, 1996, did you participate in the arrest of James Davis?
I did.
That arrest occurred at his residence?
That's right.
Will you tell the court what occurred during the course of that arrest?
We went to his house and knocked on his door. He came to the door and stepped out on the first step outside the door, and we arrested him.
Was he restrained in any way?
After he was told that he was under arrest and given his rights, he was handcuffed.
Were your guns drawn during the arrest?
One of our agents drew his gun.
What was the name of that agent?
Special Agent Jones.
What rights was the defendant told about?
The right to remain silent, that he had a right to be questioned in front of his attorney, that if he could not afford an attorney, one would be appointed for him if he wished. He was asked if he understood those rights, and he said yes, he understood them.
Was there any discussion at that time about searching his residence?
I can't remember at that time, but I believe he was asked, and he refused.
So, he refused the right to search, is that correct?
I believe so.
Mr. Powers, the other defendant, later consented to a search, however, is that right?
That's right.
Isn't it a fair statement, sir, that at the time you made this arrest, you were interested in learning whether or not he had any explosives?
That's not true. When we made the arrest, we had an eyewitness to the crime, but that's why he was arrested.
Well, I know, but weren't you interested in trying to find out whether he had explosives also?
After we obtained a search warrant, yes.
That's why you wanted to search the residence. Isn't that a fair statement?
That's true.
At the time that Davis was arrested, was he ever at any time allowed to return inside the house?
No.
Do you recall how Davis was dressed at the time of his arrest?
Yes, he had pants on and shoes.
Did he have on a jacket?
No.
What happened after he was arrested?
I asked him if there was anyone else in the residence, and he told me there was not. I then asked him to lock the front door of the residence.
Did the defendant then lock the door?
He asked me if I would go inside and turn off the television set and get his cigarettes, which were lying on a coffee table in the living room.
Where was the television set located?
As I recall, it was back in a corner of the living room.
And the cigarettes were on a table also in the living room?
Yes, they were.
Did you do as he requested?
Yes, I did. I went back inside to turn off the TV set and pick up his cigarettes. I'm sorry, he also asked me if I would get his boots and jacket for him.
Did he tell you where the boots and jacket were?
He said in the front bedroom.
Can you trace your path as you went on these errands?
Yes, I went onto the porch and entered the house. I picked up the cigarettes, turned off the television set, and stepped out of the living room into the bedroom.
What occurred then?
There was a bed located in the corner of the bedroom and a nightstand located next to the door. I hollered at him and asked him if the boots lying on the floor at the foot of the bed were his, and if the jacket was his, and he said they were.
You yelled outside the house, and he yelled back inside the house?
Yes, he was standing in the doorway.
Proceed to describe what occurred next.
I picked up the boots and the jacket and started towards the door. He then asked me to get his hat, which was lying on the bed.
He asked you to get his hat?
Yes. As I picked up the hat, I observed what appeared to be a gun lying on the pillow of the bed. I also noticed that a rifle was leaning against the wall.
Were those weapons in plain view?
Yes, they were.
Did you search through any drawers to find them?
No, I didn't.
Did you move any furniture or push aside any clothing?
No, I didn't.
Did you later communicate the information that you were seeing guns present within the defendant's household?
Yes, I did.
Sheriff Mason, you made this arrest along with a federal agent, is that correct?
That's correct.
Which agent was that?
I think the one who arrested Davis was Special Agent Jones.
Where was he located when he placed the defendant under arrest?
Right at the front door.
Were you able to see the defendant prior to placing him under arrest?
Through the window, we saw him coming from the living room to the door.
What time of night was this, or what time during the day was this, that the arrest was made?
It was August 1, and it was about 6:30 or 7 p.m.
Did Mr. Davis in any way attempt to resist arrest?
No. The only thing he did was to say that we had the wrong man and to let him go back in the house to get his cigarettes.
Is it a fair statement that at no time was he allowed to re-enter his residence?
Yes, sir. That's a correct statement.
And of course, that was for your own protection?
Yes, that's correct.
The following day, a search warrant was obtained from a state district judge. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Let me hand you what has been marked Defendant's Exhibit A. If you know, Sheriff Mason, is that the search warrant that you obtained?
To the best of my knowledge, it is a copy of the warrant, yes.
Were you present when the warrant was executed?
Yes, sir, I was.
Referring to the weapons that you saw in the bedroom, were they seized at the time that the warrant was executed?
Yes, sir, they were.
Did you or any other officer later conduct an investigation to determine where the guns had been acquired and by whom?
Yes, sir, we did. The guns were traced back to the dealer.
At the time you arrested Mr. Davis, you were investigating a matter in which one or more sticks of dynamite had been detonated on top of a saloon 4 blocks from his home?